Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. It's Friday. We've survived the first week of the year. And I know there's plenty of people talking about the market. There are plenty of people talking about the, if you want to call it, the news of the day, or the news du jour. There you go. That being said, what I want to do is I want to start focusing on actually fixing the problem. Because when we get into this next week, we're going to be talking about Trump's promises, where he stands in fulfilling those promises. Because remember, he made all sorts of promises. And I'm not here to poke him in the eye. He has been a blessing to the cause. The problem that I have seen the last 2 years is the fact that too many people have just kind of just let go. Oh, well, we got Trump. He's going to fix everything. He doesn't have the power to do that. I've been telling you, he doesn't have the authority in the Constitution to do that. And the only way we're really going to fix things is by getting those who have the authority to fix it to demand that they get fixed, and fixed once and for all. And so what I want to do is kind of wrap up today in, you know, talking about some of the things that we're hoping to do this year. And I will get into that shortly, but I still have, as you know, that obligatory line, those obligatory things I need to say. As you know, MobiusStripPress.com is the primary sponsor because that's really where the content came from. But this show is also sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. We're also sponsored by 1798Part2.org, as well as RepublicReview.org. And you are listening to the only show that provides you, as well as the political leaders, as well as the party leaders, the path forward in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution. There is no other host, no other show that can assert and provide that same type of promise. And you've got it here. That's probably why you're tuning in. The number to call in is 215-867-8255 or 215-TOP-TALK. I want to remind you that this Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, I will be on Patriot Soapbox. And so it's a YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube and just type Patriot Soapbox, Soapbox being one word, and it will take you to that channel. It's a live streaming channel, and it's I'm not going to call it just a conspiracy theorist. There's a lot of really smart people. There's lots of contributors, and it's information overload. But these people are real patriots, and they're really concerned with what the heck's going on. There are a lot of people there that have kind of been sucked into the Trump effect. Oh, Trump's going to save everything. And for for the past year, I've been working with these guys on the side, and I've had plenty of them, you know, oh, don't worry, Trump's taking care of it. He's got that covered. And I said, well, when's the shoe going to drop on, you know, these indictments? When are they going to do the perp walk for Hillary and all of these other criminals? And he said, oh, and it was supposed to be done before the end of the year. And now, well, it was supposed to have been done January 2nd. And it's just, it's kind of like talking to some people that have supposedly some prophetic insight on the end of the earth, end of the world, and it's going to happen. And but don't drink the Kool-Aid, my friends. Just hang in there, because I truly believe that if anything's going to happen, it is going to be on us to do it. The good Lord did not create this constitutional republic the way he did to leave it for one man to, you know, to save. It's going to require all of us, or at least enough of us in the right states. All we've got to do, I tell you, all I need is your help in helping us get these really good constitutional legislators into these states that, you know, can actually take action. If we get one state, and I've said this before, this is the mantra. If we get one state to stand up and become David to stand up against Goliath, there will be a quick courage shot in all these other dark red states. Are going to go, what the heck are they doing? What are they talking about? They will get smart, and we will have a quick landscape wildfire that will just blow across the land. And I truly believe this because everybody wants to get the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution. Everybody is fully aware of the real problem that we are facing. And so that is why we are focused on this show in literally working with state legislators. You have no idea how often I call and try, and I'm not trying to be a pest, but I'm calling these state legislators saying, do you understand your responsibility and getting these guys to sign pledges and so forth? So it is a passion. And it is a lonely position I'm in at this point. But let me kind of move forward and continue on. As you know, I have that presentation that is out there on YouTube. Just go to reclaimingtherepublic.org, the Take Action page. Please watch that 30-minute presentation if you have not done so yet. I'm begging you, I beseech you to try to make the time early this year to watch that. It will change your paradigm. You will actually have, if you do the due diligence and challenge everything I'm telling you, and you go out and look, and the best way to find where to go to look is read the bullets right there on my homepage for the irrefutable argument. I point to where you need to go. And if you don't know where, or you want to say, hey, where is this? Send me an email. I'll be happy to cut and paste the paragraphs. I even read them here on this show. I actually read these things. That is why it is so important to read our founding documents. Just like reading the scriptures on a regular basis, reading the founding documents will help galvanize in our minds just how wrong and how perverted our government has become when we read the ratification debates, because they weren't supposed to be doing those things that they're doing. So anyway, please take the time. It's early in the year. Hopefully your New Year's resolutions is that you're going to make a difference this year. You're going to actually get involved. And so that's one of the best ways, getting smart. If you have the profound knowledge necessary to get involved, you are a warrior. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to talk about a new term. It's called the Constitutional Crusaders, but we will get into that in probably the next segment. But let me also kind of beg, if you've got some money to spare, I would really appreciate helping us recover the money that it cost us, because we're trying not to subsidize this whole effort. Being on the radio costs money, doing all of these things, the time. I'm not even looking to compensate myself for my time. It's just the overall cost. I'm not rich. And I don't think the framers were rich. So they were really dependent upon people helping or the states at that point helping. And at this point, the only way we can get the states to wake up and start helping us is by, getting some help for everybody helping out on this cause. So go to the GoFundMe site and just look for Reclaiming the Republic campaign. Or if you go to reclaimingtherepublic.org, right there on the homepage, I have a link that'll take you straight to the campaign. Show us some love. Give us a little, $5. We've earned $10 so far, and thank you for that person that's contributed that. But we need a lot more. I need to recover about $2,000 to take myself for 3 days, myself and a cameraman and a PR guy, MC Hawkins, into Wyoming so that we could meet, greet, and work with the Wyoming state Republicans. And so we need to get back there. We need to start getting into some of these other states. If you want this work to go forward, we do need your help. We really do I'm asking humbly for your help. And every dollar, I know that every dollar you give us is, to me, a sacred honor, and it is a treasure. And we truly appreciate any of the help you can give us, whether it is via money or there's another way you can help. And as you know, it could be your time. It could be, making phone calls, computer resources, and so forth. Obviously, time is going to be a part of all of this. But if you want to get involved, if you want to help, there are different ways to do that. And if you don't have the money or the means, but you have the time, send me an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. I will help you get started so that you kind of know what you need to do. The only thing I ask before you really get started is that you at least have a complete understanding of what it is we're doing. Because I don't want somebody to really get involved and not know, because, you know, you can't really represent something. You can't be a part of something if you don't know what it is and what you're supposed to be doing or what we're really doing. So there's another way to get involved, and that is joining the Constitution Club, and by going to constitutionclub.ning.com. If you go there, they are going to be doing emailers and everything else. I beg you to at least get involved in that campaign as well. There is another group that I'm going to be bringing in that is working on ratifying the First Amendment. And I will explain this whole strategy down the road, but both of these, rescinding the 17th Amendment and ratifying the very first amendment of the Madison's 12 amendments that he submitted to Congress, because they were actually ratified by the Congress. We need the states to ratify these. So anyway, I'm out of time. So when we come back from the break, I will get into some of these concepts of constitutional crusader and so forth. So please stay tuned, and we'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcasts and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. And do not forget, I want to point this out, do not forget that this month sometime, hopefully this month, I think the flags might still be at half mast for the passing of HW, but I do want to provide a constitutional tribute to the past president. And so I just want to remind you of that before we move into these constitutional crusader things I want to talk about. There are a lot of organizations that over the past, I'll say about 25 years, since the Clinton administration, I believe that was the beginning of the awakening of the patriots and people who love America. I think that was also the same time where communists actually were able to kind of throw off their shroud and kind of come out into the open, because they believed that they had been, their education, their ideology has permeated enough through our society that we are at the point of accepting it. And so with the fact that there has been this big, long train of awakenings that have been occurring since, again, the Clinton administration, when, you know, when they actually floated the idea of socialized medicine and healthcare, I remember, actually, because that was the beginning of what was called the Tea Movement, the Taxed Enough Already movement, that got, I believe, you know, kind of confiscated by those who started the Tea Party. Because I do remember in the 90s, there were rallies, tea rallies. And anyway, long story short, there has been a lot of different groups. And I understand branding is important. And I understand, you know, setting aside your uniqueness and or setting aside a differentiator so that people can literally understand what you are doing. Patriots, that's a great term, and it's a great concept of, you know, or an identifier, I should say, of people who have a love and an affinity for their nation. And a patriot is nothing unique to America. Every nation should have its patriots, because a patriot is those people who support government, who support their particular government. And, you know, the patriot movement was big in England. It was big in the old days, Braveheart, you know, all that type of stuff. There were people that were willing to die to stand up for their liberty and for their ideals and so forth. And that was one of the, you know, the genesis is behind the Glorious Revolution, because people wanted to get back to the principles and ideologies that they had instilled when they had the Magna Carta signed by King John. So I've been looking and I've been trying to find a word. And so what I want to do is, I'll throw this out first. I want to have a differentiator for those people who are getting involved. I want to be able to call them something unique instead of just patriot, instead of just a constitutional warrior. I use that term for a lack of a better term in my books, or at least in my second book and third book. And so the whole point, and obviously in the third book, since it's not published and I haven't had it edited or anything else, I have a little latitude with that, because I've definitely got to go back and kind of rewrite it. But the point is that I've been struggling trying to find an appropriate title and or an appropriate label brand for those who get involved in this particular movement of what we're doing. We're not myopic, even though we are myopic in it's all about the Constitution. We kind of have ancillary support towards, like I mentioned before the break, the rescinding of the 17th Amendment, the ratification of the very first amendment of the Bill of Rights, and so forth. And so what I want to do is kind of create that brand. And so it came to me this past week that I think Crusaders is the word I want to go for. If you understand the intent of the Crusades were not some evil, oppressive war that was being waged by what I will say were the crowns of England. If you understand what they were doing in Norway, in France, England, and so forth, as these different crusades started occurring, these were not offensives. These were defensives. If you do the research, the crusades were literally efforts by these Christian Western society nations in trying to preserve the Holy Land. Well, who were they trying to preserve it from? They're trying to preserve it from the one ideology that forces all ideologies to submit to them. In other words, a zero tolerance ideology, and that was Islam. What I like to do is I like to point out to people, if you're familiar with the book of Daniel, if you're familiar with the kind of the ancient history of Persia and the Holy Land and so forth, I like asking people, what was the religion of Persia? And it's kind of funny. Most people say, oh, it's Islam, Muslims, right? No. That Islam wasn't a religion until well after Christ. It was established by Muhammad. And I can get into the academics of a religion coming forward, even in a prophet and so forth, coming forward out of the family of Ishmael, because it was pretty well documented and established that Ishmael never received the priesthood. What he did is he received the covenant of circumcision, and that was it. And by the time he was driven out, Abraham had not received the priesthoods to give to Ishmael. So the tribe of Ishmael, or the offshoot of Abraham, because there obviously are two houses of Abraham. There was Ishmael and Isaac. And so if you look at Isaac and what he received the priesthoods, and that's the real reason why the Ishmaelites basically, you know, followed the prophets. And if you do the research, they accepted and lived by the words of the prophets, and they actually lived in harmony with the Jews, or Israel, I should say. They even fought shoulder to shoulder in supporting them, because they believed that they were the house of God, that they had the revelations and so forth. The family of the Ishmaelites, or the descendants thereof, even supported Christians in the Christian wars and efforts, up until the time of Muhammad. But let me get down to the Crusaders. The whole point was that this was an action, not of defensive, but an action of reconstituting and or restoring. The Crusades was not an offensive attack in trying to eradicate Islam. What it was it was an active action in restoring and in saving the concept of the Holy Land, Israel, and all of that. And so I kind of like the concept of the Crusade, because the Crusade or Crusader is somebody that is, they're not, you know, trying to dominate or anything else. They're just trying, they're actively seeking to preserve. And so what are we doing here? What are we doing within Reclaiming the Republic? We're trying to take action in preserving our constitutional republic. And so to me, it just kind of like snap. It just happened in my head. Hey, we're really constitutional crusaders here. So I believe that there's merit in branding, and I believe that what we would like to do is we'd like to offer you the opportunity to become a constitutional crusader. And so that may not be the best term. And I know that people look at the Crusades as, oh, that's an evil thing. No. And if you understand my books and if you understand me, then you'll understand that I believe in pushing paradigms and challenging the false narrative. And so I'm poking the false narrative directly in the eye. Crusaders is not a bad thing. Crusaders is actually a very good thing when you want to preserve something that's wholesome, decent, and not only that, something that is what I deem is the best for society. ensuring individual liberty and individual sovereignty. There can't be anything better for society than that. Anybody that says, oh, that's bad. Oh, okay, so you don't want to have your own liberties and sovereignty. You should just be, we should just tell you to shut up and go away and tell you you have no right to be here. That's what you think is okay. And there's not one liberal out there that will say, oh, yeah, take away my liberty. No, what they want to do is they want to have control over it and tell you how you can exercise your liberty, which is in the same thing. It is tantamount to taking your liberty. That's why what we're doing is really proactively going after and trying to preserve the concepts that founded this nation, as you can tell. I have ran into that hard break. But I hope this all makes sense. I'll do some other cleanup, and then we'll try to get into some news as soon as we get back from the break. So that way we can kind of brush up with where we are in a constitutional perspective starting this year off. I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
So what do you think about that? What do you think about the branding of those patriots and good constitutional citizens that get involved in this effort? What do you think about the naming or the brand Constitutional Crusaders, because it states it right there that what we're out to do is we're out to preserve our Constitution and our Constitutional Republic. And we literally have to go against foes who are trying to destroy, set aside, and take away our liberty. So I honestly believe that this is a portal for helping people get educated and understanding what we're doing, as well as the truth regarding the concept of crusades. I think it's a crime when we allow people to actually teach false narratives and so forth. But anyway, let me kind of get into some news things, because I've met this first thing I want to get into and I want to mention, as I've already said, that I believe that it is almost inevitable that we have a direct conflict, a military conflict with China. And it seems like I'm going to be the one saying I told you so. And so just to keep in mind that China is in a position that we created. They were communists. They were never friends of liberty. And we did everything we could over the past, well over a half century, since that we actually helped the establishment of communism in China. If you don't believe me, then let me know, because I can point you to all sorts of good resources where we deliberately allowed the, because we could have easily helped and supported the, I don't know, the emperor, whoever was the good guy a long, long time ago. But instead of sending him the money, we withheld that so that the communist movement could move forward and succeed in China. And so you have to, we have to take a little bit of responsibility for the fact that we created this mess over there. Now, if you haven't heard, the deputy head, in other words, not the top guy, but the guy just under him in the Chinese military academy, told an audience in Shanghai or Shenzhen last month that tensions in the South China Sea could easily be resolved by sinking a pair of U.S. aircraft carriers. That's right. They're already saying, and if you understand Sun Tzu's The Art of War, I mean, The Art of War is showing no weakness. The Art of War is literally being tenacious and crushing your enemy and killing them, kind of like what God told Saul to do. Not only just kill them, but kill their children, their chickens, everything. Do not leave any life standing. And so he goes on and says, what the United States fears the most is taking casualties, said Rear Admiral Lo Yan, deputy head of the Chinese Academy of Military Sciences. And he also stated that sinking one carrier would kill 5,000 and sinking two would double that number. A Chinese expert and professor at Tokyo's Tama University, Brad Glosserman, said that Lo's comments reflect a growing belief in China that the United States has lost its stomach for war. The Chinese believe that Americans have gone soft. We no longer have an appetite for sacrifice at the first sign of genuine trouble. He believes that they will cut, or we will cut and run. So in his speech, Lo said that there were five cornerstones of the United States: open to exploitation. And those cornerstones are our military, our financing or our money, our talent. In other words, they can easily take and exploit our talent, our voting system. And he also said our fear of adversaries. And so if you understand their paradigm and how they're starting to posture themselves, it is inevitable. You better start waking up. And if you've got grandchildren and you got children that are coming up in the pipeline and so forth, we need to start making sure that they're learning that this is a dangerous place, that we just can't run when a bee stings us, that we have to be strong, we have to have resolve, and it all has to be in concert with supporting and standing up for individual liberty and individual sovereignty. As I've been saying, China is the evil bad guy on the block. They have 300 million political prisoners that they are using for live organ harvesting. They are literally controlling the masses of their people. I believe, and we're heading down this path, I believe that it is necessary to drop them a couple of pegs. I don't believe that the people of China really are thankful for the fact that they live under such an oppressive regime, especially those people that start tasting and understanding what real liberty is. It is like the chattel. I mean, the Chinese people have resigned to becoming the chattel of the Chinese Communist Party. And so another thing in the news, and this just came out, is that the U.S. has issued and or reaffirmed the Chinese travel warnings amid our heightening tensions. I'm just letting you know, because because we went after that, I forget her name, Wang or something like Wang, the CFO or COO of the 5G network developing company and a big, huge telecom company. And I believe it's ZTE is the name on the phones and so forth. That company itself, by her getting arrested up in Canada, that they are looking for a quid pro quo or a tit for tat type of thing. And they're very ruthless, very ruthless. Anyway, I don't know if you've heard this, but if you're in a hurry to get your tax refunds, you may want to just kind of wait, because the IRS is not paying because of the government shutdown. They're saying that they can't pay rate refunds. This is another tactic by the deep state in literally trying to convince us that we have to have government. Well, as far as I'm concerned, if they can't pay refunds, then we should stop paying taxes and let, you know, sit on them until they can receive them and pay refunds, period. America's another thing in the news, and if you didn't know, because this is going to be problematic. America's first two Muslim congresswomen are now both on record as appearing. They've been sworn in, and they're now appearing to oppose Israel's right to exist. They both support the anti-Israel boycott, divestment, and sanctions, the BDS movement. And I'm telling you, this is just the beginning. What we're looking at in allowing people to serve in office who have no reverence and no interest in supporting the rule of law, they do not support the U.S. Constitution. Their ideology actually preaches and supports the antithesis of what the Constitution stands for. They don't believe in free speech, freedom of expression, and everybody having individual liberties and individual sovereignties. They believe that you have to behave a certain way, you have to say certain things. They believe in demitude. They believe that having slaves is a necessity of those who refuse to convert. Do your research on Islam. Islam is not the religion of peace. It never has been. And as a matter of fact, the Crusades even speak to that. And so that's one of the reasons why I think it's a good idea to use the concept of constitutional crusaders. I don't have any animosity towards any different religions in any different faiths, and that includes Islam and the Muslims, as far as they can coexist in their quadrant of the world or what have you. But the problem is that they can't, and they never will. They have this innate drive to actually have world dominance. They will not rest until Islam is in control of the world, because that's the credo. Anyway, another thing that I think is interesting that goes hand in hand with this, and this is basically from, if you're getting the need-to-know news from G. Edward Griffin, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and other Muslim nations contribute $600 million, over $500 million, to U.S. universities to influence curriculum. Now, the history on this is in 1965, the United States government funded a program in American schools under Title VI of the Higher Education Act to teach Middle Eastern studies. It was sold at the start as a program to prepare intelligence agents and diplomats. However, the program now serves to create curricula in American grade schools, even kindergarten, and it has become a conduit for influencing American youth. Qatar, Saudi Arabia, the United Emirates, and other Muslim nations have invested well over $600 million in the past 5 years, from 2011 to 16, during the Obama administration, in American universities to influence what students learn about the Middle East and Islam. So it's no surprise why it is even being brought up in grade school, why, you know, they have burqa days for all the kids so that they can have fun pretending that they're Islamic. It's interesting how they would actually die and they would kill your child if you came to church and tried to dress like Joseph and Mary and tried to do a nativity scene on Christmas. The hypocrisy of the secular progressives in ramming Islam down our throat and actually fighting and trying to kill Christianity is just too much. It's a little overwhelming. But I'm at a hard break, and we'll be right back after word from our promos. Thank you so much.
The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contribution page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. I hope you're garnering by how things are starting to pan out that we have some real exigencies or urgencies in stepping in and literally trying to do everything we can to preserve our Constitution and our Republic, because we're heading towards what I believe are doorways or portals for Congress to try to justify the setting aside of our Constitution with these upcoming urgencies. There is no doubt in my mind they've done it before, and this may be the way the deep state actually convinces us that we need to set aside our Constitution for our own good. Interesting thing is, one of the things that my wife and I did over the past holidays is we actually pulled out the old Atlas Shrugged trilogy and kind of watched it again. And I believe that if you have not watched that, if you do not have those three movies, then you need to get them. And if you have kids, you need to get them so that you and the family can kind of watch them. I think one of the distracting things is that in the movie, they were unable to maintain the characters. So they literally changed from, you know, Dagny Taggart in movie one to a completely new Dagny Taggart and Reardon and all of these other folks. And so it just seems like they were unable to be able to maintain the continuity in the characters. But the characters and the dialogue ring true. And so, I mean, if you're not conscientious about, you know, those little nuances, because that was the nice thing about, I forget the first name of the director of The Lord of the Rings, he kept the continuity of all the characters for The Lord of the Rings, and that really helped to me, you know, keeping you from being distracted of who's this now? So anyway, it was very enjoyable watching that and refreshing. But one of the things that Ayn Rand does not understand, and one of the things that a lot of these really smart people do not understand about our government, is the fact that we are a constitutional republic. We have very defined and enumerated powers that the federal government can't go beyond. And even though we may have been fooled for years, we are at a point where we now have the ability to utilize our Constitution in literally pulling these things away from the federal government. We have this power and ability to do this. And so just wanted to share the fact, and maybe that's something you should do, is get Atlas Shrugged, those three movies, and watch them, you know, 1, 2, and then 3, you know, one night, the next night, and the following night, or what have you. And that way your kids can start understanding what communism is. To literally pay people by the according of their needs, and to, you know, have people work to the according to their ability. All of that is literally communism. Anyway, if you haven't signed up for the Need to Know News, another article is the space exploration of companies. The companies will be launching about 20,000 satellites to communicate with 5G technology in the next few years. And the system will provide a two-way communication and microwave radiation to every square foot of the Earth. The FCC says 5G is safe, but the research on which this claim is made dates back to 1998 and looked only at the cellular heating effect of radiation. There has been little or no research on the impact on cellular chemistry or DNA. A recent 10-year study on rats found clear connection between exposure to 2G and 3G microwave frequency radiation and cancer. 5G could be at least 10 times more severe. This article that you could go and access, and if you go to Need to Know News, then you will actually get you the link straight to that. And he goes on to says that the health hazards that soon will confront the human race on the day the 5G is turned on is going to be overwhelming. And you cannot say you were not warned. And so that, again, is from G. Edward Griffin and his Need to Know News. You really need to go there and check it out. Here's a novel concept. The new president, President Obrador, I believe I'm reading that right. He's the new president of Mexico, and he's just starting. And he's actually looking to set up economic free zones on their side of the border to help retain Mexicans instead of oppressing them and driving them into the United States. Well, even though he's taking these measures, we still need a wall, because the next president can wipe away those free zones and drive more Mexicans in. Here's an interesting concept. Any good red state that is near or close, the closest red state to New York, need to charge Cuomo with treason. And the DOJ needs to do this too. Governor Cuomo on, I believe it was the 31st, on New Year's Eve, takes a swipe at the Constitution and the U.S. immigration policies as he grants clemency to 29 people, including some immigrants who were facing deportation. In other words, he failed to uphold the Constitution, where these people were constitutionally required to be deported. He violated the Constitution and violated his oath of office. He should be tried for treason. I hope, and I didn't mention this, on the 2nd of January was one of the days of the sequential evolution of the Tory Acts of 1776. If you're not familiar with the Tory Acts, you should be, because it was very clear that we didn't garner life of our enemies as something that we needed to protect. And so we literally need to start holding these people who are enemies to our state, that happen to make it into public service and they violate our Constitution and the public trust, then they need to be deported. They need, something needs to happen. They literally need to be out. Another thing that happened in the news just recently was General McChrystal was criticizing Trump and says that he doesn't think the president is moral or honest. And so here's a guy that was responsible for killing people and doing whatever it took to get the job, the dirty work done for Obama and so forth. And I'm going, yeah, here's a guy that's moral. Here's a guy that's, you know, for some reason, somehow, you know, considers him on the moral high ground. And in bottom line, him and many of the generals within Washington, many of the generals within the military that have been coming up through the ranks since the Clinton administration, I can tell you, I have witnessed a corruption. I have witnessed a moral turpitude in the military ranks of generals and so forth. And that is literally because of the progressive agenda and how they have become champions for communism. Remember, I have told you the military, going into the U.S. military, is the perfect form of communism because it's voluntary. And they get it. They understand all of the benefits. And I'm here to tell you that if you look at what is going on in the, you know, this crop of generals that are coming out, even Mattis, I mean, Mattis is all on board with the global war on terror and the concept of globalization. What? In other words, he's not in support of, and I'll use the term nationalism, he's not in the support of ensuring America and the United States in its positions and what is best for us and putting us over the rest of the world. We do have a responsibility and we have an obligation to ensure that we do not sell our people, our interests downriver at the expense of our capabilities and opportunities so that we can help another nation. That is the antithesis of the whole point of nations. It's one thing to basically open up our doors and our boundaries and borders and everything else to any nation that wants to become a state in the United States. But it's completely another thing to literally subjugate ourselves to other states and to some unworthy entity like the UN. We really need to get out of the UN. Anyway, I'm not sure if you heard, but there's supposed to be this new big women's rights march that's coming up in January, the rally that has the pussy hats and all of that. And the interesting thing is, in California and Humboldt County, it seems that all of the people and the participants that were going to participate in this women's right march in January, there were so many white people, they had so little of any other ethnicity that they said, you know what, we're just going to cancel it for us because we don't want to insult people to make it look like we're a white-only organization. And this actually comes on the heels of very similar things happening in like Illinois and other places. And so I find it interesting that they're even becoming sensitive to themselves is the fact that there's way too many progressives that are out there that are, you know, literally all white. Well, with that, I'm done for the week. On one last note, Harry Reid is literally calling President Trump the worst president in our history. I think Harry Reid has no clue. He's never had a clue. And that just, confirms it with me. I'm G.R. Mobley. I'm Reclaiming the Republic, and I need your help. So we hope that you join us as Constitutional Crusaders in the near future. Are you a patriotic proprietor of a business that is looking to get exposure on a fast-growing program? How would you like to get exposure on the only program on the air that provides an actual constitutional solution to all the federal government overreach and encroachments? If you understand the importance of educating the electorate, we would love to work with you in growing your business and revenues while you support the airing of our content on this station. Your support goes to growing the reach of this show and does not pay for elaborate salaries or highfalutin lifestyles. The show is growing fast, and we're also planning on airing the content about Republic Review on a video medium soon. If you'd like to be a part of history and the growth of the most relevant and result-oriented show on the air anywhere in the world, then just email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can lock in exceptional pricing and great advertising opportunities.